Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 271. If you'd like to start with episode 1, you can click right here. That's the Buddhist Books Podcast playlist. Today we're reading the Tipitaka, which is the Three Baskets of Presectarian Early Buddhism. You probably knew that from the title of this video. And we're beginning Mahavagga 7, which, again, you probably knew from the title of this video. And, all right. I think that's everything. Oh, this is Tipitaka Part 178. If you'd like to start at the beginning of the Tipitaka, you can click right there. And as mentioned, it's Mahavagga 7, Part 1. If you would like to start with Mahavagga 1, just give me a few seconds, because if I don't put enough time between links. Okay, I think it's been enough time. Mahavagga 1 is right there. That's the Mahavagga playlist. We have a lot of playlists. A lot of playlists on Buddhist Books Podcast. I hope everybody's doing well. And let's find out what our favorite 6th century before Common Era wandering ascetic tribe in Bihar is up to today. The Great Division, Mahavagga 7. At that time, the Awakened One, the Lord, was staying at Savati in the Jeta Grove in Anatta Pindika's monastery. Now at that time, as many as 30 monks of Pavi, all forest dwellers, all almsmen, all wearers of rag robes, all wearers of the three robes, going to Savati so as to see the Lord when the beginning of the rains was approaching. Sidebar. Monsoon season is just beginning. So I'm at exactly the same time of year in, well, not exactly, this isn't Bihar, but continuing. We're unable to reach Savati for the beginning of the rains. They entered upon the rains on the way at Saketa. They spent the rains in a state of longing, thinking, quote, the Lord is staying close to us. 6 yojanas from here, but we are not getting a chance to see the Lord. End quote. Then these monks, having after the lapse of 3 months, kept the reins, after the invitation had been carried out, while the god was raining, while waters were gathering, while swamps were forming, with drenched robes and in a state of weariness, approached Savati, the Jeta Grove, Anattapindika's monastery, the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, they sat down at a respectful distance. Now it is custom for awakened ones, for lords to exchange friendly greetings with incoming monks. So the Lord spoke thus to these monks, quote, I hope, monks, that things went well with you. I hope you had enough to support life. I hope that in unity, being on friendly terms and harmonious, you spent a comfortable rainy season and did not go short of alms food. End quote. Quote, things did go well with us, Lord. We had enough to support life, Lord. And in unity, we, Lord, being on friendly terms and harmonious, spent the rainy seasons and did not go short of alms food. Here are we, Lord, as many as 30 monks of Pavi, coming to Savati so as to see the Lord. Parentheses, but, end parentheses, when the beginning of the rains was approaching, we were unable to reach Savati for the beginning of the rains. We entered on the rains on the way, At Saketa, we spent the rains, Lord, in a state of longing for you, thinking, quote within quotes, the Lord is staying close to us, 6 yojanas from here, but we are not getting a chance to see the Lord, end quote within quotes. Then we, Lord, having after the lapse of 3 months kept the reins, and after the invitation had been carried out, while the God was reigning, while waters were gathering, while swamps were forming, with drenched robes and in a state of weariness, came along on the journey, end quote. Then the Lord, on this occasion, having given Dhamma talk, addressed the monks, saying, quote, I allow you, monks, to make up katina cloth when monks have completed the reins. 5 parentheses things, end parentheses, will be allowable to you, monks, when the katina cloths have been made up. Going, parentheses, to families for alms, end parentheses, without having asked for permission. Walking, parentheses, for alms, end parentheses, not taking the 3 robes. A group meal, as many robes as you require, and whatever robe material accrues there, that will be for them. These 5 parentheses things, end parentheses, will be allowable to you, monks, when the katina cloths have been made, and thus, monks, should katina cloth be made. The order should be informed by an experienced, competent monk, saying, quote in quotes, because it's Lord Buddha giving instructions about what they should say. Quote within quotes, honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This material for katina cloth has accrued to the order. If it seems right to the order should give this material for katina cloth to the monk so-and-so for making katina cloth. This is the motion. Honored sirs, let the order listen to me. This material for katina cloth has accrued to the order. The order is giving this material for katina cloth to the monk so-and-so for making katina cloth. If the giving of this material for katina cloth to the monk so-and-so for making katina cloth is pleasing to the venerable ones, let them be silent. He to whom it is not pleasing should speak. Nobody said anything, so we're going to continue. This material for katina cloth is given by the order to the monk so-and-so for katina cloth. It is pleasing to the order, therefore they are silent. Thus do I understand this. And quote within quotes, Lord Buddha is still talking, so it's not end quotes yet. Monks, katina cloth becomes made thus, not made thus. And how, monks, does katina cloth become not made? Katina cloth does not become made only by marking it. Katina cloth does not become made only by washing it. Katina cloth does not become made only by calculating, parentheses, the number of, end parentheses, robes, parentheses, that it will make, end parentheses. Katina cloth does not become made only by cutting it. Katina cloth does not become made only by tacking it. Katina cloth does not become made only by making the lengths. Katina cloth does not become made only by marking with a piece of cloth. Katina cloth does not become made only by strengthening the work. Katina cloth does not become made only by making a braiding. Katina cloth does not become made only by making a binding. Katina cloth does not become made only by patching. Katina cloth does not become made only by dyeing the garment. Katina cloth does not become made by insinuation. Katina cloth does not become made by roundabout talking. Katina cloth does not become made by its being temporary. Katina cloth does not become made by postponement. Katina cloth does not become made if it has to be abandoned. Katina cloth does not become made if it is not made allowable. Katina cloth does not become made if it is parentheses made and parentheses except for the outer cloak. Katina cloth does not become made if it is parentheses made and parentheses except for the upper robe. Katina cloth does not become made if it is parentheses made and parentheses except for the inner robe. Katina cloth does not become made unless five parts or more than five parts, parentheses of katina cloth, and parentheses are cut out, are hemmed together on that same day. Katina cloth does not become made unless the making is by an individual. And even if katina cloth comes to be quite properly made, but if no one gives thanks for it, standing outside the boundary, thus also katina cloth comes to be not made. And thus, monks, does katina cloth come to be not made. And how, monks, does katina cloth come to be made? Katina cloth comes to be made when it is unsoiled. Katina cloth comes to be made when what is allowable is unsoiled. Katina cloth comes to be made when it is parentheses made and parentheses out of pieces of cloth. Katina cloth comes to be made when it is parentheses made and parentheses out of rag robes. Katina cloth comes to be made when it is parentheses made and parentheses out of parentheses bits picked up near and parentheses a shop. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is no insinuation. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is no roundabout talking. Katina cloth comes to be made if it is not temporary. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is no postponement. Katina cloth comes to be made if it has not to be abandoned. Katina cloth comes to be made if it is made allowable. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is an outer cloak. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is an upper robe. Katina cloth comes to be made if there is an inner robe. Katina cloth comes to be made if five parts or more than five parts are cut out, are hemmed together on that same day. Katina cloth comes to be made if the making is by an individual. And if katina cloth comes to be quite properly made, and if one gives thanks for its standing on the boundary, katina cloth comes also to be made. And thus, monks, does katina cloth come to be made. And how, monks, do the katina parentheses privileges and parentheses become removed? Oh, so katina means privileges, the privileges cloth. And this is all about the cloth, the extra cloth that you can get after the rains. After the rainy season, when monks need a little bit of extra leniency with their robe limits, right? And how, monks, do the privileges, or katina, become removed? Monks, there are these eight grounds for the removal of the katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, that depending on parentheses, a monk, end parentheses, going away. That depending on parentheses, his robe and parentheses being settled. Settled? Oh, it just has the Pali word that they translated into settled. I thought the footnote was going to explain what they mean by settled.
Okay.
That depending on his resolves, parentheses, not to have it made up and not to come back, end parentheses. That depending on parentheses, the robe and parentheses being lost. That depending on his hearing, parentheses, of the general removal of the privileges in the residence to which he has gone, end parentheses, parentheses, that depending on, end parentheses, the disappointment of his expectation, parentheses, that a special gift of a robe would be made to him, end parentheses, that depending on his having crossed the boundary, parentheses, that depending on, end parentheses, the removal, parentheses, of the Katina privileges, end parentheses, together with, parentheses, those of the other monks, end parentheses, end quote. Remember, this has all been in quotes. That was the words of Lord Buddha. All of that about the Katina cloth. It's kind of cool, actually. There's a point where Dogen in Shobogenzo goes on for, well, there's two lectures, but I think they're the same one transcribed in two different ways or something, or maybe two different times he gave the same lecture about the importance of the robe to the monk. It kind of goes on a bit like that, but it's also kind of makes you think, because it's kind of a metaphor, a reflection, a symbol, so it kind of makes you stop and ask, like, what is the robe? All right. A monk, after Katina cloth has been made, taking a robe that is made up, goes away thinking, quote, I will not come back, end parentheses, end quote. That monk's Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of his going away. A monk, after Katina cloth has been made, taking robe material, goes away. When he has gone outside the boundary, it occurs to him, quote, I will get this robe material made up here. I will not come back, end quote. And he gets that robe material made up. That monk's Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of, parentheses, his robes, end parentheses, being settled. Ah, okay. So it's not always a punishment. These are the eight exceptions to the rule. One is, if you already have a robe, you got it done while you were there. Like, it's not saying it's a wrongdoing. It's just saying that means you don't go through the whole Katina thing because you got a robe already. All right. A monk, after Katina cloth has been made, taking robe material, goes away. When he has gone outside the boundary, it occurs to him, quote, I will not get this robe material made up, nor will I come back. End parentheses. That monk's Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of his resolves. Okay. The two implements are both cut off when no more than these have arisen, says they are cut off simultaneously. Okay. I don't know. Something. I was trying to make sense of that in a footnote, but I failed. A monk, after Katina cloth has been made, taking robe material, goes away. When he has gone outside the boundary, it occurs to him, quote, I will get this robe material made up here. I will not come back, end parentheses, and he gets his robe material made up. But while that robe material is being made up, it is lost. That monk's Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of, parentheses, the robe material, end parentheses, being lost. Yet don't lose your robe material, or you don't get a robe. Seems like a simple rule. I mean, if you're in Lord Buddha's time and place and situation with like 12,500 monks, you have to make like rules that will sustain everybody in peace and harmony as best you can, right? A monk, after, I mean, it's interesting because he grew up watching his dad, we can assume. I mean, he was a prince. His dad was a king of, I don't know how big his dad's kingdom was, but he must have watched him make laws and stuff. So then he's applying that to the way that he's teaching the Buddhist order, right? It's interesting. A monk, after Katina cloth has been made, taking robe material, goes away thinking, quote, I will come back, end quote. When he has gone outside the boundary, he gets that robe material made up. When that robe is made up, he, thinking again and again, quote, I will come back, end quote, parentheses, his return coincides with the removal of the Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses. That monk's Katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed together with, parentheses, those of the other end parentheses monks. Told are the seven cases on taking. All right, read a bit more. A monk, after katina cloth has been made, taking with him a robe that is made up, goes away thinking, quote, I will not come back, end quote. That monk's katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of his going away, four dots. Thank you, Polytext Society. Always looking out for us. You don't want us to waste time reading when we can just look at it and refer back and see when was there another time because of his going away, removed to get because of his going away. Yeah, it doesn't really match with any of the other, I guess something about, no, I don't know. There's no way to really know what comes after those four dots. So thank you, Polytech Society, for giving us unsolvable mysteries such as these in place of the scripture you were meant to translate. No, but really, thank you for the books. 100 years ago. These books came out right around the time as Secret of the Golden Flower, for those who were paying attention to all 900 some odd videos. Carl probably knew I.B. Horner. Okay, where were we? A monk, after katina cloth has been made, taking a robe that is imperfectly executed, goes away. When he has gone outside the boundary, it occurs to him, quote, I will get this robe material made up here. I will not come back, end quote. And he gets that robe material made up. That monk's katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of, parentheses, his robe, end parentheses, being settled. Three dots, parentheses, it's the same as earlier, but read, taking a robe that is imperfectly executed instead of taking a robe, and parentheses, four dots. Thank you, Polytech Society. That monk's katina, parentheses, privileges, and parentheses are removed together with, parentheses, those of the other, and parentheses, monks. Told are the six cases on taking. So first were the seven cases on taking, and then after that were the six cases on taking. So I guess there's 13 takes on casing. Casing. Never mind. a monk, after katina cloth has been made, taking with him a robe that is imperfectly executed, goes away. When he has gone outside the boundary, it occurs to him, quote, I will get this robe material made up here. I will not come back, end quote. And he gets that robe material made up. That monk's katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed because of, parentheses, his robe, end parentheses, being settled. Three dots, parentheses, okay, so it's the same as those other two times, the first of which you heard, the second of which was like this weird voice in the parentheses of the Polytech Society telling you where to look to copy-paste, even though sometimes the explanation is longer than if you had just left the actual text in. End parentheses, four dots. Thank you, Polytech Society. That monk's katina, parentheses, privileges, end parentheses, are removed together with, parentheses, those of the other, end parentheses, monks. Okay. The six cases on taking with him. All right. I don't know about you, but I'm satisfied and a little bored. The usual. No, it's interesting. It's a long-term process. It's not meant to give shivers and ooh, ha, every time. Sometimes it's like that reading the Tipitaka, but usually it's more like that. At least the discipline basket. We'll get into the teachings. Year or two, probably more like two or three. And until then, we'll keep reading the rules. But I think next time, I think it's safe to say 272. We've been doing more of the Zen episodes lately. I think what we'll do is we'll start alternating between, there was, now I don't recall it off the top of my head, but those who remember the previous Zen episode, Dogen was talking about the national master in China who was talking about how the people in southern China, presumably, are misinterpreting a particular scripture, a Zen text. And so I found and got a translation of that Zen text, and it's over there somewhere. So, sorry, I didn't prepare properly. I didn't realize I was going to be doing this at the end. So next time on Buddhist Books Podcast, for 272, we're going to do Zen Buddhism Part 9, I think. I think we're up to Part 9. And we'll make that that other sutra. So rather than reading Dogen, we'll read that other sutra, but we'll alternate on the Zen. I think we're going to bring in two Zen per group of 10 is what we'll start doing. So 270 was Padmasambhava, 280 will be Padmasambhava. So every 10 episodes is Padmasambhava. 275 is Shingon, 285, 265. Every 10 episodes is Shingon. I think next episode, and then maybe 277 or 278, are going to be Zens. We're going to be doing two Zens for every one Padmasambhava and two Zens for every one Shingon. And we'll be doing four Tipitaka for every two Zen for every one Padmasambhava for every one Shingon. Sorry, that was needlessly complicated, but now I've got it straight in my head so we can all move forward together. If you're still watching this and you're mildly amused and you haven't already, please feel free to like and subscribe, share it with your friends or whatever. If you want, if this is your first time on Buddhist Books Podcast, I think I have one more link I can point to. That's the introduction. If you want to know more about what we do here, I mean, if you watched this all the way through and you hadn't watched Buddhist Books Podcast before, maybe you want to watch that. All right. I'll go ahead and do the usual closing, the prayer toward the end of the thing my dad taught me when I was six. I'll put a link to the thing my dad taught me. It's a video called That Thing My Dad Taught Me When I Was Six. It'll be in the description toward the top. All right. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.